October 23rd, 1900. True love never remains alone. This morning, after I received communion, my adorable Jesus made me see the confessor, who was placing the intention of having me suffer the crucifixion. I felt my poor nature reluctant, not because I did not want to suffer, but because of other reasons, which it is not necessary to describe here. But Jesus, as though lamenting about me, said to Father, "She does not want to submit herself." I was moved at his lament. Father renewed the command, and I submitted myself. After I suffered a little, since I could see Father there present, the Lord said, "My beloved, here is the symbol of the sacrosanct Trinity. Myself, Father, and you. My love, even ab eterno, was never alone, but always united in perfect and reciprocal union with the divine persons. Because true love never remains alone, but produces other loves, and delights in being loved back by the loves which it itself has produced. And if it is alone, either it is not of the nature of divine love, or it is only apparent. If you knew how much I delight and take pleasure in being able to continue in the creatures that love which reigned from eternity, and reigns still now in the Most Holy Trinity. This is also why I say to you that I want the consensus of the intention of the confessor united with me, so as to be able to continue this love more perfectly, symbolic of the sacrosanct Trinity."